Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Governor Newsom just signed the legislation into law that all our engines are now banned in the state of California. And similar laws are being passed around the world in the name of climate change. The carbon tax was created as the brainchild of Enron in the early 1990s. That's on record. As a way to put a tax on all human activity. We are carbon-based life forms. Trees are carbon-based life forms. All life on this planet that we know of is carbon-based life forms. What a perfect way to put yourself in absolute control, to surveil, to tax, to control, and to kill anything you want, any industry, any business, any creature you want, by simply restricting its energy. In fact, we know from all of mainline science that the carbon cycle on this planet is kept alive by large brush fires taking place on most of the continents of Earth, other than Antarctica. And it is that potash that goes up in the atmosphere and forms nuclei that makes clouds. It's meteorites coming in from space that break up into dust that also form that nuclei. Without that, we would not have the basic cycle we have and would not have the atmosphere we have. So when they assault fossil fuels, they're not trying to phase out something that's dirty and has problems. They're trying to take away the main energy system of the population of the planet because they want a post-industrial world. It has been free energy. It has been low-cost energy. It has been the Western ethos coupled with Christianity that produced a pro-expansion policy. But going back over 130 years ago, the very robber barons that were in control of that system have also been at odds with the fact that the productivity that expanded also gave the general public independence from them. And so quite simply, we're being inducted back into a neo-feudalist system. And that's what the Great Reset engineers, what the Great Reset authors, what the Great Reset generals of this post-industrial, post-human world have said about their plan. So again, thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday broadcast. I'm going to break down some of the incredibly dangerous developments, some of the horrifying developments, but also some of the amazingly positive developments. But I'm going to be very, very clear here that if we don't awaken to the fact that the Great Reset is a corporate globalist war by finance capital that has created hundreds and hundreds of times all the wealth of the world in fiat money, and that they are at war with the general economy of the planet so they can consolidate the economy of the planet to then carry out their depopulation agenda. But until that can be done on a mass scale, not just a beta test, they have to bankrupt the nation states, the city governments, the local governments. And they have to discredit those governments as well. So that's why they now control those governments and are using them as the implements and the engines of oppression and tyranny, so they don't get their hands dirty and can come in later as the saviors of the very paradigm they have created. So they create the crisis, offer the solution. Get you deeper into the tyranny, create a new crisis, offer another solution, and then gives them more power. This is done over and over and over again. A great case point example is COVID-19. They create it. They release it. They tell you, give your liberties up. Things will go back to normal. And then now you notice they tell you things are never going back to normal. It's all a trap. And if the general public does not wake up to the paradigm of the globalists waging war against prosperity and war against the individual and war against the family and war against free will, we have no hope. Governor Newsom signs a bill banning lawnmowers, chainsaws, gas-powered golf carts, just thousands of different types of equipment, millions of pieces of people's personal equipment, and it's all about arbitrary power and control. They're going to keep their private jets. They're going to keep their giant mansions. They're going to keep their giant carbon footprints. But it's you and I and the third world that are going to be starved to death again. And then when the third world collapses, they'll flood us with the populations from the very crisis they themselves created. That's problem, reaction, solution. Wake up to this modern form of war or be slaves forever. It's that simple. Make the choice now. People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now that's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. And what we are witnessing is the Great Reset. What we are witnessing is the rollout of the vaccine mandate, the ongoing lockdowns, the vaccine passports, the social distancing, the carbon taxes, the non-essential small businesses and churches, all designed to cripple the economy. Now, obviously, the globalists know it would do that, and we can see that they're implementing this to consolidate control and vertically integrate. But if you read what Klaus Schwab has said, if you go to their own writings, their own statements on Charlie Rose on U.S. television and on national French television and German television, they lay it all out. We're going to save the earth. We're going to save the environment. We are using these lockdowns, he said last year, to prepare everyone for the climate lockdowns, who are going to be reducing all forms of energy on the planet to create a post-industrial world. This is the declaration of war against humanity. So when you see the pitched battles going on of tens of thousands of airline stewardesses and pilots saying, we're not going to fly, and bringing all the different aircraft to a halt, tens of thousands of flights canceled, there's all the little microcosms of that story, how the corporate media is lying and saying that it really happened because of storms, when even the owner of and CEO of, I should say founder of Southwest Airlines has come out and said, no, it's pilots and others striking. Yeah, that's a big story. They lied to you like that. And there's all other facets. But at the end of the day, Klaus Schwab knew that when they did these vaccine mandates that aren't vaccines, that when it started killing people, smart people, they already war-gamed all this, they'd already focus-grouped all this, that's come out in the news, that 20, 30, 40% of people would not take the shots. And then the corporations would follow the orders of the president, of the puppet, to not let people keep their jobs. And when they fired them, it would sabotage and bring down the whole economy. They knew that when all the small businesses, the restaurants, the coffee shops, the five and dimes, the nurseries, both children's nurseries and plant nurseries, would all shut down because people will dutifully follow their orders and they like an excuse to go home and watch Netflix. That's why there's big polls out in the news that over 5 million people have just decided to quit their jobs and not work anymore. Now, a lot of those, more than half, are people refusing to take the poison injections. But the other half, just in the last month, the numbers just came out for September last week, just in the month of September, millions and millions of people just said, I'm not going to work anymore. I'm going to live off welfare. I'm going to move in with my parents. We're going to live five to an apartment, six to an apartment, seven to an apartment. So Klaus Schwab talked about this, chilling the Western work ethic, sabotaging our industrial society that had a lot of problems, that does consume too much sometimes, that does create a lot of decadence. But what we're trading it out for is a psychotic post-human exterminist system that is literally going to force genderless systems on everybody for forced depopulation. We're going into a Brave New World system that Aldous Huxley talked about before he died in 1961. This is a reality. So let me lay something really important on you. As the Beatniks would say, something real heavy for you, Daddy-O, to all you leftists that are part of this system and think you're going to be part of some ruling class and who know this is an economic, cultural revolution of absolute enslavement. When you see the whole transgender movement with all the big corporations and big banks behind it and all the major toy manufacturers saying they won't have boy and girl toys anymore and all the rest of it, that is the West one-child policy. And it's a super evil policy, just as bad as killing babies in the ninth month inside their mother's womb, the eighth month, just as bad as infanticide of children that are already born. And that is the sterilization of little boys, the main target group, telling them that it's stylish and cool and celebrating them because they're sterilized. You make a horrible enslavement fashionable. You make it cool. You know, I've studied ancient Druidic cultures, Germanic cultures, Mesoamerican cultures, and many others. They're all so fascinating. And in every culture, when they hit their decline period, the priest class would decide that there were too many people for the agrarian society to basically keep feeding them. And so they would tailor into the culture human sacrifice as the greatest thing you could do for the Earth Mother and for the other gods. And people would give their children, normally their firstborn sons, because those were usually the more rebellious type that would actually challenge the priesthood later. Every culture did this, to be sacrificed. And mothers would take their little boys and bound them and throw them with rocks tied to them into pits of water. That was done all over the world. Didn't matter if it was Europeans or Mesoamericans, the exact same practice. Others would burn their children alive on altars. Others would eat their children as part of a communal bloodletting orgy. And they would then hang the children by their feet, and then the priest would sell the meat to the public. That was done in Europe and also Mesoamerica, also done in Africa, also done in Asia. Every culture does it. And this is when we go predator. This is when we go zombie. This is when we go cannibal. And so it unlocks that really horrible animal part of the brain. And the globalists are consciously doing this. And so when you see the mothers fetishizing, taking their two-year-old babies and having Pfizer and Moderna test on them, and then they cover up the deaths and illnesses that happen, that's now coming out. They are deep down fetishizing this, and this is a form of child sacrifice. That's why they get visibly excited when they do it. National news shows these sick parents brainwashing mainly their little boys, growing them up in a general, gender-neutral, quote, home, making them obsess over what gender they are, turning them into basically perverts, and then inducting them into the school so the school can ask the school counselor, who's the priest, what are you going to be now? And the child will say, well, I'm going to be a boy, I want to be a girl. And then even if they say, I want to stay the sex I am, they say, no, 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 and pressure them. This is having people I know. It's not just in the news. So when you see Governor Newsom out there on national television and signing a bill banning all small gas engines, lawnmowers, weed eaters, leaf blowers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, all that, it's just the beginning. And it's meant to sound insane. It's meant to be crazy because this is an assault. This is a war. This is a globalist great reset takeover. His daughter doesn't take the vaccine. He flies on private jets. He doesn't wear masks at restaurants. You do. The police don't arrest him. They arrest you. It's all about the oxymoron. It's all about the corruption. It's all about the system where four legs good, two legs bad. But later, like an animal farm, when the pigs take over and enslave the rest of the animals, by the end they say, two legs good, four legs bad. And everything they started the revolution for has now been reversed back to where it was. And that's the system we're facing. You see, the globalists know, and then they write about this, that every other revolution of authoritarians, going back to the Jacobins, that's the same group, and the French Revolution 200 years ago, 220 years ago, every one of those groups has failed because human nature goes back to free will and family and prosperity and goodness, especially once tyranny destroys the prosperity. It's hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make horribly enslaved times. So it is that cycle. And so they see themselves as scientists who have captured the cycle and who are using that very cycle against us, to take us out of our normal human nature and our human will and our human strength, to make us domesticated and weak and artificial, where our basic rights are taken away, but we're given all the new fake rights. Well, again, the big tech runs slave camps in China. They fund Black Lives Matter here domestically. While they surveil you and watch you, they protest against the non-existent KKK. This is how they operate. So we're going to be right back with some of the big breaking news. Owen Schroer is going to be taking over at the bottom of the hour, but I just want everybody to have big picture here of what we face, because this is a scientific takeover. And until we realize it's a war and a takeover, we have no hope. We realize that we have more than hope. We will win.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everywhere you look is the murder of logic. And that's because Satan's New World Order plan doesn't make any sense for any civilization that wants to be healthy and happy and wise and successful and close to God. Everything they sell is death. And Psaki, in the press conference yesterday, basically said that Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis of Texas and Florida were violating federal law by blocking vaccine mandates when it's nothing more than a press release. And even mainstream media is catching on to this now, saying, well, there's not even an executive order. There's not even a law. They're just saying this. Just like there's no executive order or law that lets Biden turn loose hundreds of thousands of Haitians every month that are now pouring across the border after he invited them here a month ago. So it's all a fraud. Airline pilots that have already had COVID need to take a shot and take whatever new booster shots they want, even though it doesn't protect you and makes you sick. But the illegal aliens pouring across, many of them with criminal records, they get to not be injected. We have to understand that these people are our enemies and are out to get us, and that dissolving our borders, dissolving our currency, dissolving our morals, dissolving our very republic is part of this absorption into world government. And they don't just want to absorb us so they can dominate us. They want to absorb us so they can kill us. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's special report dealing with Australia and what they're doing there now, announcing a permanent lockdown, which we knew was coming. And remember that Australia is tomorrow's tyranny today.
Did you do as you were told? Socially distance, work from home, wear the mask, take the booster shot, then another booster shot, and another booster shot, and another booster shot, and all to get your freedoms back, all to get back to normal. Well, forget about it. We're still in phase one of the pandemic, Yale University professor warns. According to Nicholas Christakis, we're not at the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic, but near the end of the beginning. He says there won't be an end in sight for the pandemic until at least 2024. Why? Because you were naughty little boys and girls and you didn't get vaccinated. But wait, most people did get vaccinated. Doesn't matter. If you get the disease, you have 1 in 100 chances of dying. If you get the vaccine, you have less than 1 in a million chances of dying, he stressed. Can we get a fact check on that, please? Meanwhile, Australia is building new quarantine camps that won't even be completed until next year. Officials in Queensland say the facilities will be used for, quote, ongoing operations, citing new strains of COVID and people who have not had access to vaccination. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles told ABC, we anticipate there to be a continuing need for quarantine facilities. Starting to think this is about more than just a virus. Keep complying, idiots.
Now look, I have two massive stacks of news when it comes to COVID and the vaccine. And it's not that we're redundant here covering COVID nonstop or the vaccines nonstop. It's that this is the operation being executed by the corporate global government, by the fascists that have decided humanity is a parasite on planet Earth. Humans are a parasitic invader of planet Earth, useless eaters. And so they're building a prison planet ahead of the mass culling of the population. So first it's put you in fear, then it's put you in jail, then it's put you in the grave. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about the vaccines ad nauseum. I'm going to talk about COVID and this operation ad nauseum because this is the operation meant to enslave the planet and end nation state sovereignty and end your sovereignty as an individual citizen, as an independent citizen that has the right to decide for themselves what kind of medical treatment you do or do not want to be subjected to. Owen Schroyer here, sitting in studio for Alex. And again, I'm just stunned. It's so evil. It's so diabolical. How people can't see this, why anybody would go along with this. And that's the sad thing is that I recognize the mass portion of the population that is willing to go along with this and that has fallen for all of this is actually used as an excuse by the globalists that, yes, humanity needs to be wiped out. Look at how stupid they are. Look at how they take an unnecessary medical experiment procedure. Look at how they lock themselves in. Look at how they fall for our lies. Look at how they close their business. Look at how they accept economic warfare and sabotage against them. Look at how they accept stolen elections. Look at how they accept censorship. Look at how they just take all of it. See, they're worthless. They're scum. They're trash. They need to be wiped out. And so that's an excuse that's used in the Bilderberg meetings and at the economic forums and all this stuff that, look, we don't have to tell you, we don't have to convince you that human is a scourge on planet Earth and that we're parasites killing the planet and we're all going to die if we let this go on. Look at how dumb you are. Look at how pathetic your fellow human is. They deserve what they get. They deserve to be in shackles. They deserve to be put in the grave. And it's just stunning the level of tyranny that the left is willing to put up with. All because somehow they had any rational thought or logic or reasoning turned off in the 4 years of Donald Trump and the media propaganda. Just like that, everything that the left movement, the liberal movement, the progressive movement in this country would have rejected 5 years ago, they now accept wholeheartedly because they look at it as something that bothers you. So they don't care if it destroys their livelihoods. They don't care if it destroys their freedoms. They don't care if it destroys their life. As long as it destroys yours in the process, they're in with it because they hate you that much. And it's the same thing that goes with abortion. Most of these people that go out and protest abortion or say, my body, my choice, they've never had an abortion. They'll never have an abortion. They just know that you actually like life. You actually don't like to see innocent babies murdered, and so they just stand on the other side of that just because they hate you. It's amazing what you can do when you fill somebody's heart with hate. It's amazing how easily you can manipulate them and turn them against their neighbor, against their family, against their friend, against their creator, when you fill their heart with hate. And so that's all going on, but InfoWars is at the tip of the spear reporting all of this, and so that's why it's important for us to stay on air. That's why we're the number one target of the New World Order for censorship. But we have 4 days left on the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale. 4 days left to get up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off. All that and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Have you got your emergency food supplies yet? If not, InfoWarsStore.com is the best source for that.
InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months. ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast. You get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have rejected God. We have rejected the ways of our great-great-grandparents and their great-great-grandparents. We have taken the system, though imperfect because humans implemented it, of Christianity and thrown it out. And so now, into that vacuum comes the occult. And into that vacuum comes the paganism. Into that vacuum comes all of the unjust weights and measures, all the scams, all the frauds, the knowledge of evil. The knowledge of evil is systems of corruption. It is systems of oppression. It is systems of mental illness stacked on top of lies mixed with other frauds. It is Hollywood and the decadent poison that we see spreading across the world, seducing us if it can, forcing us under its enslavement if it must. It would rather not have an open fight with us. It would rather keep us in a trance while it literally sucks our soul. But now humanity has awoken to a great extent and realizes what we're being pulled into. And so in comes the carbon taxes, and in comes the transgenderism, and in comes the climate lockdowns. And what did Klaus Schwab write in his book, again, that came out in July of last year, in the Great Reset, COVID-19, the Great Reset? He said, we're using COVID-19 to bring in the carbon reset and a world ID through the vaccine apps, through the vaccine passports, that'll be used to track and trace and control everybody with a new global currency. And I've got hundreds of stories I could be hitting today, but why am I going back to this? Because that's why they're devaluing the world currencies. That's why they're destroying your savings. That's why they're telling young people not to work. That's why they're trying to undermine things, because they've created the quadrillions in fake currency. They need to collapse things to get you to sign on to their universal basic income, because the old system has gone away. It is Cloward and Piven on a mass scale, and it's here. And the general public gets it, but still, even Rand Paul, even Josh Hawley, even Ted Cruz, even some of the better senators who I think are good men, are not addressing this as a world corporate takeover of the Great Reset. Oh, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Ted Turner and all the rest of them are running around saying build back better. Nancy Pelosi is. They're all admitting it's a UN world government takeover. They're saying we're doing this to save the planet, banning, you know, all combustion engines, California banning all small engines, banning the words mother and father on preschool entrance forms all over the world. This is a elite, scientific, post-industrial, post-human weapon system. They've declared war. They're bragging they've declared war. They wear damn uniforms. Their symbol is a rainbow sun symbol swastika. And the name of their program to collapse the U.S. economy is Build Back Better. Newsom said in his statement, his signing statements on Infowars.com, that by banning all small combustion engines, that this helps us build back better, and it makes us stronger after the pandemic. The pandemic was just the first blow, the hysteria, the lies, the IDs, the forced inoculations. The next is people will not take the shots because they know they're poison. They know a certain percentage won't, and then that collapses the economy as well. They put you into an impossible decision process. Have a depression, everything collapses, or take a shot and get sick and die over time. So I praise those that aren't taking the shots, but you've got to now pull back and understand that they're thinking third dimensionally, fourth dimensionally, fifth dimensionally. They are playing chess. They train us not even know how to play checkers mentally. And they've war-gamed all this out, and that's how I'm able, years before it happens, to predict, because I'm in the same catbird seat they are. I just don't agree with them. Imagine me inside their councils, looking over their shoulders while they make these decisions, while they have these debates. Well, that's what I've done. They're so arrogant that they've all written books, and they've all written papers, and they all talk about their plans. That's what the Davos Group is a way for the Bilderberg Group to then become a public organization and externalize their system. So it's very good news that Tucker Carlson will play this next segment. Owen's taking over. Was on with all these different pilots last night saying this is a dictatorship, this is tyranny, this isn't a law, it's just a press release by Biden. It's a giant scam. The vaccine doesn't protect you. Learned immunity, natural immunity is better. We can debate all that all day long, and we're absolutely right. But they don't care because they control the quadrillions in fake currency. They control the Fortune 500. And all the other corporations know if they don't want to get put on a no-loan list, they want to get bought up by these companies. And all you got to do is submit to the New World Order, virtue signal, say you're for transgenderism, say you're for sterilizing little boys, say you're for bisphenol A in the plastics to sterilize everybody, and then your little company will get bought up for five times what it's worth. It's the same thing with these city council members that don't care about rapes or murders or death or fentanyl ODs, 20-plus kids dead in school. They just want a weird sex offender to be able to go in a bathroom with your daughter and rape her. Because if they can do that, they can do anything. These are rituals of dominance. This is beyond capturing the flag or Skull and Bones going and robbing Geronimo's grave because they wanted his skull as a token of power. These are rituals when they can rape your daughters and sons. These are rituals when they sterilize little boys. These are rituals when they kill little babies. That's what the National Satanist Organization said in federal filings. These are sacraments to us to kill these babies. I know the enemy. You know the enemy. But we must absolutely understand, as I said, this is a war. This is a war. The globalists have declared war on us.
and our own supposed leaders will never say there's a globalist war, there's a corporate war, big tech is censoring the people, while the big banks restrict what people can buy and sell, while they target gun owners, while they target small charter schools, while they go after everything that makes us free and independent. Paul Joseph Watson has cut a report we'll play when we come back in the next segment of Australia, their national health minister, the one that said, don't talk to your neighbors. You know, nearby New Zealand says, don't look at the sun. She has now come out, you'll hear her say it, and said, oh, the masks don't come off till 2024. Maybe they never come off. And that's what the UN announced yesterday. They said, oh, sorry, the pandemic lasts 2024, and probably forever there'll be new variants. Of course there'll be new variants to the cold. And, of course, it's a problem, as I told you 20-plus months ago, that can never be fixed because you cannot ever, quote, fix the cold virus because it's part of how we share information with each other, and 99.9% of them are actually good for us, and we're sharing genetic material with each other from a cell-to-cell level. That's really what these viruses are, is RNA communication systems, and they know that. They're removing our immune system. They're going in and blocking our bodies where they cannot even accept the spike protein that is in almost all viruses and other organisms. So, of course, it's going to attack our bodies as well. We're going to go to break. Owen's going to take over here, but I just wanted to say this right now. We're living in historic times, and people shouldn't think of fighting this tyranny as work. People should think of fighting this tyranny as a great honor, to be able to be involved in it, because it's about the choices we make now. We'll decide, again, what happens with our spirits. And our spirits are very real, and the enemy knows that. And everything they're doing is about getting us to submit to them, to bow to them spiritually, and to hand our children over to them so that God will cut us off and force us then, by our own choice, to be with these evil people forever. Separately, tell everybody about the broadcast. I know you know that, but it's having a huge effect. I'm not risking my life for nothing, neither are you. So let's make sure we win this fight for the hearts and minds. Share this broadcast however you can right now. And then share it again and again, and tell them that you share it with to share it as well. They're not supposed to hear it, and it's forbidden, but you know, here's the truth. People are really ready to hear the truth right now. And separately, we've got a sale running until Sunday, and it absolutely will end. And that is DNA Force Plus at 40% off. So good for your DNA, so good for your telomeres, so good for your mitochondria, 40% off. Ultra 12 and Winter Sun are still 50% off, but they're going to sell out. I've extended it now for several weeks, but people are really ordering it and people want it. So it's at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is so important. So many people are deficient in real iodine. Check it out. Learn about it. X2 is discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, again, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get a copy of the new film, COVIDland. If you haven't, get a free copy of Endgame. I've extended that as well. But whatever you do, take action, because that's what keeps us on the air. And the globalists hate us more than anybody because we understand their program. We understand how to be, and we have the spirit that God gave us. It is the seed of will and destiny that can and will defeat them. So we are all in this together. We are all unified together. And it just comes down to your word of mouth, your prayers, and your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep InfoWars on the air. Tomorrow's news today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Much news is breaking that my head is spinning, and we're going to try to cover as much of it, if not all of it, as we can here on the Alex Jones Show. But first, Tucker Carlson was getting pilots on, and he's been talking to pilots who are proving that the media is lying and that the Democrat Party is lying and that the White House is lying and that Jen Psaki is lying. And they say, oh, no. It has nothing to do with the vaccine mandate, these walkouts. They say that's a bunch of hubbub, I think was the exact word used by Jen Psaki. That's hubbub. No, that's very real. Your vaccine mandate is crashing the economy. Your policy is crashing the economy. You're a bunch of dirty, rotten, scoundrel liars. And so here are the pilots with Tucker Carlson last night confirming that Jen Psaki and the White House are lying. Yes, it is a vaccine mandate walkout.
One of those good people is Joshua Yoder. He's a commercial airline pilot. He's co-founder of the group U.S. Freedom Flyers. He joins us tonight. Mr. Yoder, thanks so much for coming on. So summarize for us, you pilots who have raised questions about these mandates have been, as noted, dismissed as criminals, terrorists. Tell us your motive in resisting this mandate.
Tucker, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
My motive for resisting it is primarily religious for myself. Basically, I saw among my friends, I saw a need. Many of us don't want to take this. People were being coerced. I believe in freedom, and I'm here to support the freedom of my fellow employees and all people across this country. I'm not going to take a mandate. I'm not going to be coerced into doing something that I don't believe in.
So there are two levels in which to assess this. One is the level that you just described, the level that preserves American society as we've known it for 250 years with freedom at its core, because if they can make airline pilots do this, they can make airline travelers do this, and they can. There's no end to what they can make you do. But describe, if you would, since you work in the business, what the effect on our national transportation infrastructure is about to be because of these mandates.
Well, as we know, the transportation sector is the heart and soul of this country, and it's a very delicate system. If there's a disruption in one part of the system, it has a catastrophic effect among the rest of the system, which is going to affect commerce, it's going to affect trade, and ultimately it's going to affect the economy. If you have flights reduced by 30% because 30% of pilots are fired because they won't take the vaccine, this is going to affect how your goods get here from overseas, how they're distributed to the stores. You know, the same thing's happening with the truckers. It's happening in the shipping industry. Those Amazon boxes that typically show up in 2 days, you might be looking at 3 weeks.
So, I mean, it turns out that people with essential skills like airline mechanics, air traffic controllers, and, yes, commercial airline pilots have more power maybe than they realized. You got to wonder, if people are being pushed to the point where they're going to be fired, how many more of these sick outs, job actions, whatever, strikes, whatever you're going to call what we saw this weekend, how many more of these do you think we're likely to see?
Well, first of all, we have all the control, and the control comes from a simple word, and that's no. We just don't need to comply. As far as I'm concerned, I will never promote a sick out or a work action. That is illegal. With U.S. Freedom Flyers, the organization that I'm with, we will never promote such a thing. With that being said, we also cannot control the actions of individuals. And I think that you will see massive disruptions in supply chain and in your travel if we just stand up and say no. If these companies fire us and they fire 30% of the workforce, aircraft are going to stop moving. And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your air travel, and it's going to affect the economy.
Joe Biden will say this is your fault. Finally, how do you respond to that? He'll blame you for this.
It's his fault. It's squarely his fault. I think anyone with a critical mind can point towards the federal government and the companies that are enforcing these illegal mandates from the federal government and see that it's the federal government's fault.
It certainly is. It certainly is. This is an amazing moment. Joshua Yoder, thank you so much for coming on tonight, for your bravery. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, it's Joe Biden's fault. He wants you to get a leg amputation when you don't need one. And that's the analogy that I'm using now. Oh, then the White House is, seriously, look. See, that's my problem, is my brain just starts going in a million different directions. I can't even focus on one thing at a time because it's just so overwhelmed. The lying that comes out of the White House nonstop, the lying that comes out of Jen Psaki's mouth with a smile, with a grin on her face nonstop. Oh, this is not over vaccines. This is not over vaccine mandates. Yet it. Excuse me. Sorry. I just call it as I see it. But it's just so frustrating that they can get away with this every day. And there's almost. So here's my point. So here's the analogy. Somebody comes up to you and says, would you like a leg amputation? And you're like, you're looking down at your legs. You're like, no, I run every day. My legs are perfectly fine. I'm good. I don't need a leg amputation. Oh, well, we're going to mandate a leg amputation for you to be able to go to work or school or anything. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and amputate your leg. You say, what? I don't need a leg amputation. Did you not hear me? I don't need, I don't want. Well, this is for the good of society. It's not actually a mandate, but it is a mandate. We're just not going to claim it's a mandate. And so we're going to amputate your leg. I don't need a leg amputation. I don't need this medical procedure. No, thank you. Okay, well, you can't work. You can't go to church. You can't do anything. You can't fly because you won't have a leg amputation. Same thing with the vaccine. I don't need a vaccine. Oh, I didn't even know this connection. Woman loses hands and legs to amputation after COVID vaccine reaction that was required by her employer. So, okay, well, that's just another side effect of the vaccine here. But that's the same thing. Imagine somebody forcing you to have a leg amputation when you don't need it. That's somebody forcing you to take a COVID vaccine that you don't need. I have natural immunity. Even if I didn't, I still wouldn't need the vaccine because COVID isn't going to kill me. It'll make me sick for a couple days. That's it. So I don't need the leg amputation. I don't need the experimental treatment. And that's the game that they're playing. And so I've got so much more coming up on that. It's just disgusting. Honestly, it's just so disgusting. These medical tyrants, the medical industrial complex, these liars in Washington, D.C., the liars in the White House, Jen Psaki, just what an unmitigated liar. Oh, the Southwest walkout and the cancellations, that has nothing to do with vaccines. It has everything to do with vaccines. Every single person that's walked out said it's because of the vaccine. You liar. And then they say, well, the vaccine mandates are actually good for the economy. Really? That's after she said you're not going to be able to have food or gifts for Christmas. Oh, I guess that's good for the economy. So we'll highlight more of these lies. Oh, another leg amputee after a bad COVID vaccine. You can do this all day long. But first, let's go to this Paul Joseph Watson report. Now, in Australia and New Zealand, their health ministers that look like orcs or look like some odd Picasso painting, just the hideous beasts, are now saying that, yep, you're going to have to wear the mask forever. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's report.
Scowling authoritarian school mom Dr. Kerry Chan is back with another dystopian diatribe. The New South Wales health czar, who previously told Australians they shouldn't even talk to each other, even if they're wearing face masks,
don't start up a conversation,
now says that you'll be wearing those face masks for years.
And respond. Your level of restrictions, what you permit, it may be that we actually have indoor mask wearing for years. And this virus may throw us curveballs. There may be, you know, we've got the Delta variant. God help us if we have another variant.
Yeah, God help us if we have another variant.
Yeah, the vaccine variant.
Chan gets to remain in the public eye, be given medals and Woman of the Year awards. She really doesn't want that, does she? Despite authorities announcing a lifting of lockdown restrictions, the vast majority of them will remain, including masks and vaccine passports. This is what Australians are met with when they try to enter a coffee shop.
Guys, if you think this is a joke, I'm here in Tempe, New South Wales, and they're saying that you need to show your proof of vaccination to enter, just to buy a cup of coffee.
You gotta be kidding me. Excuse me, what makes you think that I'm going to hand over my medical private information of whether I'm vaccinated or not vaccinated to buy a cup of coffee? Do you see how insanely hypocritical that sounds?
And to think they heralded this new normal by calling it Freedom Day. What a f***ing joke. Authorities across the country are also busy constructing several new quarantine camps that won't even be completed until next year. Think things are returning to normal? Think you've seen the last of our favourite scowling school mom? Well, think again.
So it's the same dichotomy of man throughout time, just in different pictures, in different practices. But for me, it's the dichotomy of me personally, where I like to be free, so I get pissed off and raging mad at these tyrants. But then there's the other side of me that my heart breaks because the world is going into slavery. Because beyond just my desire to be free, the average human's desire to be free is being squandered.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
People ask me all the time,